We have with us Juliet Carriaga. She is the 2000, it's hard to remember that. I keep thinking, I want to say 1999 or something, but the 2000 Penthouse Pet of the Year, which is kind of cool, the first Millennium Pet.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, were you shocked when they told you you won?
Yes, very shocked, actually. I thought that one of the other girls were going to win because I had very stiff competition this year. Some beautiful girls that I was up against.
There are some beautiful girls every month.
Yeah.
But you are something spectacular, and kind of an exotic-looking woman, blue eyes, dark hair, not the the blonde type. And very, very lovely woman, of course. I'm sure you've known that for a long time. When did you realize how special-looking you were?
When they told me I won Pet of the Year.
I mean, when you were going to high school, for instance, were you very popular?
No, I was the ugly duckling in high school.
No, I don't believe that. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I never wore makeup or never flattered my body with cute outfits or anything like that. I always wore baggy jeans and, never really thought about my looks too much in high school.
But I assume you still had that same body that back then.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit more filled out nowadays, you know. But I had a little bit.
Did you have any help from a surgeon on this particular body of yours?
Nope.
No, it's all natural?
Yeah.
Wow. Very, very impressive. You know, it's funny, we had Nikki on last year. Mm-hmm. And she's very sweet and lovely and was a very good Penthouse Pet of the Year. So you got a tough act to follow this year.
She was?
You have a tough act to follow.
I know. I'm kind of nervous. Everybody, nobody has anything bad to say, but everybody says wonderful things about her, and she is a wonderful girl. So I'm kind of nervous this year.
Well, I wouldn't be nervous. I think you'll be just as popular, and maybe even more so. You never know. One of the things that's very interesting in the January 2000 Penthouse, which features our lovely pet of the year that we're talking to, you can also see her in the December 1997 issue as well, is something new in the cover. They have kind of like a double cover. The first cover is the one you see on the newsstand, and then you flip it over, and the shirt she's wearing is kind of gone. That's a new design from Bob Guccione and the pals over there.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. You're the first one to do that.
Yeah, it is cool.
Now, where did you grow up? In California?
Yes.
Yeah. And did you always want to be a model? Did you look at Penthouse when you were a kid? Or were your dreams elsewhere?
I always wanted to be in the movies or model or you know, do something like that. But I don't even know how I ended up in Penthouse. It's kind of funny.
Well, you were weren't you a sculptor at one point?
I dabbled, yes.
And then you turned and became a model.
Yeah.
And How did you end up in Penthouse? I assume that, you know, people, you know, there's all these guys who walk around all the time to beautiful women on the beach and go, hey, I'll get you into Penthouse. So what happened to you? How did you get in?
Well, I met somebody that scouted for all the different magazines and stuff, and he asked me if I would ever do something like that, and I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. He said that he would take me into the photographer and show me some of his stuff, and we went in there, and the pictures were very nice, very tasteful and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I would try it out, and I got in.
And did you enjoy it when you were posing?
Yeah, it's nice. When you pose for the magazine, there's only like 5 people on set, and they make you feel so comfortable because everybody's done it for so long, so many years, that mm-hmm. nobody's like sitting there staring at your chest or anything like that, you know. So they make you feel very comfortable at first, and then you know, by the end of the day, I'm walking around naked and forgot that I don't have any clothes on.
It's interesting. I've done the same thing, because I've posed in the buff myself for magazines, so I understand where whence you come from. And actually, the first time I remember how nervous I was, and after that, it was became that you're not even aware of it anymore. One of the things I really liked is that some of the backgrounds in these photos in the January issue. Where was this? Was this at a mansion or something, or a resort? I'm looking to look like a pool here and some.
That was somebody's house.
That's what a house that is, huh?
Oh my God, it was so
Oh
beautiful.
my! I mean, even the tiles on the floor where you were lying down, and the pool area out back, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, well, the people that live there, that's what they did for a living. They did tiles. They tiled people's. They did tiles for people's houses and stuff, but designed the stuff so beautifully. They had a lot of places in their house that had different types of tiles and really gorgeous stuff.
Now, you mentioned that when you were a kid you dreamed of being a model or a movie star. Do you still dream of the movies or TV or things like that?
It's not so much a dream. I mean, I live in LA, so I see a lot of it, and it's not like so much a fantasy for me. I still want to work in the industry, whether it's in front of the camera or behind the scenes. Maybe doing makeup or styling or something like that would be I would be satisfied with. But
I understand you're going to school or you're learning right now on the job, makeup.
I'm not going to school yet. Well, a friend of mine is a teacher, and he kind of teaches me stuff here and there, so kind of learning some stuff. Learning some. I wanted to learn some like the scary masks and stuff, the or the big huge fake noses, how to apply those.
Sure. That's a good thing to fall back on. It's interesting. I remember when Julie Strain was in the studio with me in 1993, face to face, and she said to me, "Mark, I have a dream of being in like B movies and being like a B movie queen." And she's pretty much done what she wanted to do. So a lot of times, being in Penthouse can open a number of doors. Do you find your social life is improved, or do you have the same boyfriend you had before? What's your social life like?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Lately, I've kind of been a lot more choosy with my friends and stuff. I mean, I still am very friendly and stuff, but I don't really go to clubs anymore or go and hang out. I just have my few select friends that I hang out with, and I don't have a boyfriend currently, but I let decent guys take me out on dates and spoil me and stuff,
That's interesting. Well, there's millions of people who will be listening to this all over the world. What type of guy turned you on? If they're listening right now, maybe they'll recognize themselves. What are you looking for? What kind of guy?
Well, I don't really have a specific like look or anything like that. I'm my variety. You should see the variety of men that I've dated in my life. It's just mainly personality, like how I click with them, and they can't be staying home smoking pot, like not doing anything with their lives. They have to be ambitious and fun.
Do you
And
like guys that are older, or do you like guys the same age as you?
I like older guys. I don't usually date guys younger than 25.
Well, what do you consider older? Would you go out with a guy who's in his 40s or 50s?
Maybe not their 50s, but possibly their 40s. Yeah,
It's kind of
I think
stretching it,
so.
though.
Yeah, I've dated guys around that age, but I think that I like older men because I don't deal with the high school games that the younger guys put out,
One of the things that that Julie had told me, and also Nikki, when we talked to her last year, some of the assumptions people make when you're a penthouse pet. Do you find that people sometimes stereotype you because of that?
Yes, I think that I did a signing in New York not too long ago, and I went to this convention, and it was for Penthouse, and I did the signings, and this lady kind of just glared at me, like she was introduced to me, and she just kind of looked at me, and like you could tell she was smiling and stuff, but you could tell that she was just kind of like looking down on me, and I think that A lot of people think that penthouse girls are sluts or whatever, or, you know, just, you know, not too civilized people, and it's not really the way it is, because...
Not true at all. No,
not at all.
It's interesting because they do make assumptions that you're loose and stupid and the ones I've met are far from that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I mean, because to be a penthouse pet, there's only 12 every year.
Yeah.
And there are tens of thousands of women and girls who apply to be penthouse pets.
Yeah.
And to be the penthouse pet of the year, the one they chose as the best, is an incredible a feat in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I would think that that kind of drive that gets you there and the kind of magnetism that you have and beauty will get you many places that you want to get. So I think that you have to kind of focus on what you really want. What is your dream? What is it that you really want? And if you put all your energies into it, you'll get it.
Yeah.
You know? Do you find, like, powerful men approaching you now about different things and trying to kind of sway you to them?
Like I said, I don't really go out very often, and I don't think people really recognize me a lot of times when I go out, but it was really unusual. I got this call from this guy that said he hired a private investigator to find me, and he was an older man and going through a midlife crisis or something, and he wanted to go on a date with me and stuff like that. That was very unusual, I think.
Hmm.
But not normally, just like off of the streets or whatever. You know, I don't get approached by people.
Now, what did your family think of the whole thing? In terms of your posing for the first time and when you did in 97 and what happened and the whole result of everything. Are they supportive of this?
Well, I told them after my first photo shoot that I was in it, and they didn't really, like, not like it. They actually have all my magazines now. They're really proud of me. My mom grew up as a hippie, kind of, very open-minded.
Yeah.
And I was raised very open-minded. So, of course, she didn't mind as much as some people might mind that aren't so open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they're very proud of me. They have all my magazines, and they brag about me.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Any other girls that look like you?
I have very cute sisters.
Has any of them ever thought about being in Penthouse? Or?
No. They, we are all very different. We all have very different paths. My two oldest sisters have kids already. They're 30 or something, and they're twins, and they, you know, they're in their own little world now. And then my two younger sisters, one of them's going to college, and the other one is just doing her own thing. So nobody's ever. I'm completely different. I'm the black sheep in the family, I guess.
Are you coming to Boston at all for this promotional swing?
I might be. I don't know.
I'll keep my number handy. Keep my number handy. If you come into Boston, give me a call. I'll be glad to take you out to lunch.
Okay.
All right. You can, of course, meet Juliet yourself by buying Penthouse January 2000. I keep saying 1999, but January 2000 issue is already out, and she is in it. What did you win as the 2000 Pet of the Year?
I won money and this beautiful key. All the Penthouse Pets of the Year win.
Mm-hmm.
The Penthouse Pet of the Month wins, or gets a small key, and the Penthouse Pet of the Year gets a larger key with a crown on it and with rubies and diamonds on it.
Wow. And how much cash did they give you?
$100,000.
Wow. And what are you going to do with your money? Do you invest it?
I think that I'm going to get a condo. Buy a condo and put a down payment for a new car, and save the rest or invest it, probably.
Good for you. I hope that things go well for you.
Thank you.
And that all your dreams come true. The next time we talk, you're a huge star. You already are in my eyes. Juliet Carey Yager, she is the 2000 Pet of the Year for Penthouse Magazine. Go pick her up on the newsstands right now. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay,
Bye-bye.
bye.